This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million. Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. I'm in the studio right now, probably editing a video for you guys. I hope you enjoy my videos. If you do, please subscribe. It lets me know that you like them. Plus, it helps me pay the bills. If you listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google or whatever it is out there, please subscribe. It helps me pay the bills. And if you go to my website, which is www.theuncensoredvoice.chat, scroll halfway down the page, you can donate. It helps me pay the bills. Did I say it helps me pay the bills? I'll see you guys on the next episode. Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight. We have an episode for you today. We're going to talk about the tax man. Why the hell did we leave England? Because we were paying taxes and we weren't being represented. Who's being represented here? Is it the illegal aliens being represented? Because I'm sure as hell not feeling represented. So we also did something special for you. If you notice, there is a gun here. Now, at any time, if anybody out there sees this gun move or start to load itself or try to shoot us, let us know. Please let us know. You can dial 210-233-9968. Let me know if this gun comes to life. Any liberals out there, please let us know. I appreciate it. Welcome, Teresa and Ed. So we have a show, and who wants to start with their talking about the IRS, Brad?
Oh, wow.
I'll let Ed start.
Okay. $7,000.
Okay.
That's how much they said we have to pay. They gave us a $98
penalty
because I didn't pay enough.
What do you mean? You didn't pay enough? I mean, $7,000 isn't enough? Or?
No. Well, what they're saying is that I didn't have them take out enough. So now I'm paying them almost $100 to tell me that I owe them almost $7,000. It's like 600 and something. Or 6,000. Yeah, almost
$7,713.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're being raped from behind without being lubed, and you have to pay them to rape you, and after they're done raping,
yes,
you have to give them a gratuity.
Yeah, yes.
That's what you're doing here.
Yes,
right?
That's like paying to get raped, yes.
So I think it's important for our listeners to know kind of like what the situation, how our taxes come together, right?
Okay.
So we file jointly, yes. Right, because we're married, and he works full-time, and I work full-time. And so when he had withholding done, you know, from his job, we were told, okay, because we already go to another income bracket because we both are professionals and we both, you know, we make it over a certain, you know, income bracket. And so we've moved to the next one. Mm-hmm. So we are going to have to pay. That's the bottom line. We already know that. It's just how much are you going to have to pay? So what happened for us was that we figured we'd probably owe between $3,000 and $4,000. And that's just, like I said, it's because of our income. However, what happened was the place where he works did not withhold enough tax out of his check. He is married, collect at the single rate, right?
Okay.
But apparently they didn't collect enough money. And so when we filed our taxes, we were told that we owed somewhere in the neighborhood of like, about 6,000, I don't know, maybe 900, something like that. And then there's a $98, I'm sorry, 6,000, like 600. And then there's a $98 penalty fee. If the IRS just instrumented this year, if your employer doesn't withhold enough out of your check for taxes, they are going to penalize you and have you pay a $98 fee.
So, okay, let me see if I can understand this here. All right. So you last year when you did your W-4, you probably did it a long time before because you've been there for a long time. So if the tax laws changed, your employer is responsible for telling you that the W-4 has to be changed, right?
You know,
you
would think that.
Yeah.
You would think that. And now here's the kicker, because I go in, I double check the stuff because everybody has access to their employee information online nowadays. I mean, yeah. So I mean, I double checked.
I don't.
Okay. Well, oh. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
And
I
it
did
was
too.
And it was married.
Mm-hmm.
Single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I figured, okay, they take out a lot of money. They take out a whole poop load of money. So I figured we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Now, as far as them telling me, honestly, I don't think they knew. I think this is a pop-up. Judging from what the guy who did our taxes, from what he told us, is that this has been a surprise for a lot of people. A whole lot of people. He said there's a lot of people that now find themselves owing money.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember, and I think we touched on this earlier. Okay, so now when you get hired, okay, because I just got a second job.
Okay.
And when you get hired, do you remember back in the day when you did your W-2 forms and you had all the boxes and you filled in the number in each box and at the bottom it gave you a number of what you could,
yeah.
Right, to total the number of dependents or deductions that you had, right?
Yeah.
So so they don't do that anymore. Now they give you this W-4 form and you have to tell them how much to deduct.
Yes.
So our tax guy explained this to us. He said, They no longer have, okay, so if you're married, claim one. If you have, if you claim your spouse, claim two. If you have how many children, put that number in here, and then you add them up, and that's how they withhold, right?
Okay.
They don't do that anymore. Now, they give you a form. They tell you that they're supposed to give you a chart that shows you, like, how much you make and what tax bracket you're in
mm-hmm.
and what you're going to have to pay in taxes so that you have an idea of what is supposed
right.
to be withheld.
Right.
However, this new job that I started, they never did that. I had to sit down and write what I do, but I always do single because, you know, I'm the secondary. You know, he's the primary breadwinner of our home. And so I always just withheld at single rate anyway. But the reason that it's a surprise to people this year, what the tax guy was saying, is because people who just started a job after this COVID mess and all these jobs were available and all these new people, you know, working, they had no idea. Nobody knows. A lot of HRs, they're not required to give you the chart, but they should sit down and show you what you need to pay. And so he said he had multiple people coming in saying, I didn't know, like, and they may have only, like, with Ed's case, they only withheld 10%. They didn't even withhold 10% of his income.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to.
Actually, he said it was a little bit over 10, but it was supposed to be, like, 20
some. But it's supposed
percent.
To be 20. Okay,
yeah.
That was the point.
It's supposed to be 20,
and
so, almost
like
22% of my income.
Sound like rape, though?
Yeah.
20%?
Yes, 20
well,
to 25%.
Yeah. That is a lot of your income.
Because if you go into that next tax bracket, and that's the thing. Look, there's no reward for earning more than $100,000 a year.
Let me explain to everybody out there. 20%, is I give you a dollar, you only get to keep 80 cents, I get the 20 cents. Just to kind of let you know what 20% is.
For every dollar,
for every
dollar.
Yeah. That's the whole point. And so he said that he had multiple people coming in going, I didn't know. Like, I just told him to take out $50 from my check every pay period, you know, and they had no idea of what they were going to owe. And so there were multiple people coming in that owe a crap ton of money. And we are in that group of people.
And just for the record, we are not what they consider the
1%. Yeah, we're not 1%ers.
We're not. We are
actually
average
middle class.
Average middle class.
Okay.
Working stiffs, we both work 40, 60, or to 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, ultimately, you've wound up owing how much?
$6,713.
Plus the penalty.
The 98 is included in that.
The 98
is it was just under the 66-something,
mm-hmm.
and with that 98, it put it to 6713. And it's due and payable by tomorrow, which it's still not even showing in my IRS account, and I have to now go log on and pay manually so that I'm not in delinquency.
Yeah.
And what he told us, too, and I mean, the IRS, it's not even set up for people to have a reciprocal conversation for them to work with you.
Mm.
They have the rule that you know, you can get 180 days to pay. You can negotiate it, but you have taxes and penalties on that.
Yes.
And so even if you pay in full, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like I'm still going to have to pay you at least $6,600 in my regular taxes, but now you want to add another $98 on top of it because my employer didn't.
They dropped the ball.
They dropped
so you get
it,
penalized.
And so we're penalized for it.
Yeah.
And so I'm pissed
yeah.
because together he and I move over that $200,000 mark. Mm-hmm. We are maybe upper middle class, mm-hmm. middle to upper middle class.
Mm-hmm. I think we're strictly
and,
middle class.
And, well, I'm saying in terms of the middle class being divided into sections, right? Mm-hmm. So we're not quite at the low end of the middle class, but we're not quite at the upper end.
Mm-hmm. No,
so we're sort of right there in the you know, a little bit this
the
way,
middle.
A little bit. Right.
The middle.
So,
yeah.
And so, you know, we work to death. I think I told you I have my full-time job that I work 40 hours in 4 days, right, because I have 10-hour shifts. So my other 3 days off, I work for another hospital 2 days of 10-hour shifts. So that is 60 hours in a week.
Yeah, a lot of time.
And the last 2 weeks, I've had 1 day off each week because I have worked, you know, my 40 and 20 and my 40 and 20. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any time. And I'm doing that because I want to have a little bit of savings in the bank for mm-hmm. emergencies just like this.
And you can't have savings because what happened here.
And we're also doing that because we're kind of getting at the end of the line, you know?
Yeah.
We're older.
We're older, but you're not at the end of the line.
We want to retire at some point.
Yeah,
we want to retire. We want to be able to do the things that we've never been able to do because we've been working our entire lives.
Of course.
I mean, I started whenever I was, 16?
Yeah.
As soon as I could take a job.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say. I started when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I want to retire right
now. I started when I was 13 working part-time.
I can't retire. If I retire right now, I'm going to have to retire without a vehicle. Mm-hmm. I have to give up my home and live underneath the dang bridge. It's the only retirement that I get, you know.
And that's what we're talking about, you know. He did 21 years in the military. Mm-hmm. So this is not a person. He is a disabled veteran. Mm-hmm. He did his 21 years. He gave back to this country. Now he is in a public service position, which continues to give back to this community mm-hmm. and puts his life in danger on the daily. And this is what you get. There's no reward for doing the right thing.
Of course not.
We have people sitting on their asses at home mm-hmm. and they don't want to work. That's why they can't find employees. You know why? Well, number one, gas is sky freaking high.
Yeah.
Okay. And for me, that's an issue because I drive, we both do. We live an hour out of San Antonio. I drive 1 hour to go to my first job and 1 hour and 20 minutes to go to my other job. Thank you freaking Biden that my damn vehicle, the only good thing about it is that I have a vehicle that has like the eco-friendly mm-hmm. and I get good gas mileage. But I'm working and a lot of that paycheck is paying that. And then it pisses me off because it's paying for people. I owe student loans. I have $120,000 mm-hmm. in student loans for the higher degree that I have. Mm-hmm. I have to pay that shit back. And I didn't get it for free because we didn't qualify. And when our kids went off to college, they were still the federal government had a rule where if they were under the age of 21, they had to be out of your household for 2 years in order to qualify for student loans on their own.
Okay.
So what ended up happening was I took out Parent Plus loans for my child to be able to go to college because I didn't have that. I you know, didn't have college. My parents didn't have that money.
Yeah.
And so I have now those loans and my own loans that I took out for my higher education. And I have to make payments. My freaking payment was like $1,200 a month.
Now we also need to remind people, okay, that you are Hispanic.
Yes.
You do have all of these other things.
Why don't we name everything that Teresa is?
Yes, yes.
What is Teresa? Hispanic, Black, and Native American.
Native American, yes. So, I mean, we have a lot of that going there. And yet, where are all the grants and everything else for Teresa?
There should be.
Yeah, you're right.
There
you're right.
Be. I mean,
but the thing is, they're not there. What they're doing is they're giving it to, well, a lot of these illegals. I know whenever I went through ACCD, I mean, it was really, you know, I'm not really slamming them, but I guess.
Yeah.
Because
ACCD.
Yes.
Because here's the deal. I mean, I'm standing there. I'm trying to go through the process. I'm scratching my head a lot of times. Trying to figure out, okay, am I doing this right? And they had some good people that actually helped me.
There were some good people.
But then there was also, I noticed, this group. They had a special office just mm-hmm. leading the illegal aliens around mm-hmm. hand mm-hmm. in hand.
It's they're the DACA walking, office.
They're yeah. walking them through this part. They're giving them everything.
Yeah.
They're handing it to them on a silver platter.
Can I ask you this? Who walked you through college?
Nobody. My wife. My wife.
Yeah. And you know why I point that out? Because I had no one.
Yeah.
I had no one. And I was literally first generation in our family,
yes.
right? Because there were no college graduates before this.
Not before. That's our aunt
and stuff. I had nobody. And I was determined that that wasn't going to be the reason I didn't go.
And ladies and gentlemen, here we go. First generation undergraduate. First
yeah.
generation graduate. And maybe someday.
And doctorate. Yeah, I think I'm going to go and finish my doctorate.
First generation doctorate. So
but be careful. You don't want to pay more taxes.
Well, no. I'll get an education, lifetime education credit.
Joe Biden will be giving your tax dollars to a whole bunch of illegals if you get more taxes.
He's going
to
be doing
money.
That this year. Yeah.
Well, he's doing it this year.
Yeah.
Well, let's break it down. Why? Okay. You make income. You work your tail off to make income to do what? To buy food,
yep.
to pay your mortgage.
To pay for my car, to pay for my house.
Vehicles,
to pay for my children.
Yeah, to
and to pay for
children,
our medical that we're required to have by
yeah.
law.
Well, what happens? You make money, you get taxed on making your money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When you spend that money, it doesn't matter what you spend it on, you get taxed on that.
Mm-hmm.
The property that you own, it is your property. You're not borrowing this property. You're not renting it. You're
right.
not leasing it.
Mm-mm.
You pay taxes on
pay
that.
Pay taxes on the property, yeah.
Up until, I think it was 1913, we didn't have to pay taxes, something like that?
Yeah, we
and
didn't.
The government, mm-hmm. what, am I right
yeah.
about the year?
No,
I'm not right.
I'm not sure about the year, but yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't pay taxes. And the government, the people who were in the government were actually volunteering on their days off. They were bookkeepers. They were they were surveyors.
Mm-hmm.
They worked at a print
Does
shop.
Does that
they
sound like somebody you know?
Trump? Yeah, Trump, yeah.
Who didn't take
a
paycheck?
Didn't take a damn penny.
yeah.
This senile old bastard who wants to shake the hands of the teleprompter. Did you see that video where he was trying to shake the hands
oh,
of
God,
the teleprompter?
Oh, God, I didn't see that.
Yeah. he's wandering around trying to shake the hands of the teleprompter.
His cognitive ability is so low right now.
He is, and there's still people who support him. There's about 28%
yeah.
approval rating on this son of a gun.
So do we have a new name for him? Is it no longer Pervy Uncle Joe? Now it's Pervy Uncle Dementia Joe?
Uncle Dementia, shit your pants,
it's
Joe.
It's just yes. Demented Joe.
Let me tell you my story. Okay.
Let's go, Brandon.
Okay. I don't make very much money. Okay. It's a long story. I worked for ACCD. And
which
I
sucks.
Lost my job. I lost my job from the police department in self-defense. I had to shoot someone in self-defense, lost my job. I was cleared by the Texas Rangers. I was cleared by the DA. Everything was on the up and up. But I lost my job there the day they hired a black guy. Okay? So Black Lives Matter is the reason why I lost my job. So I'm a little bitter about ACCD. There's good people who work there, but that's a different story. Okay, so I lose my job, and I go on unemployment because, well, I had to pay my damn bills until I can find a job. This was during COVID. It was hard to find a job. So I'm on unemployment until I found a job where I'm at now, busting my ass. I'm 51 years old. I'm busting my ass like a 20-year-old kid trying to make ends meet. Okay, I do my taxes. After I'm done with my taxes, it says I'm going to get $370 back. I'm like, okay, well, that's not bad. You know, it's not a
something,
great, but
yeah.
hey, it's something better than owing them money. Okay. So I wait about 3 weeks, and maybe a month goes by, right? And, well, I get a letter that says, you owe $1,030. Now, that's not a lot of money compared to what you guys are telling me, but I owe $1,030.
Still a lot. That's
yeah,
still
it's a lot. It's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So I try unsuccessfully for about a week to call about six times every day. Call, trying to get the IRS on the phone. Finally, I get an IRS guy on the phone. This guy sounds like he's from Pakistan or India or
oh
someplace,
my
right?
God.
Hello, may I help you? This kind of stuff, right? So I don't really understand him.
How did that go again?
Hello, may I help you, sir? Thank you. You know, that kind of stuff, right? Well, you're like a squishy with this, that kind of stuff, right?
Okay,
so
Joe.
I don't understand what the guy's trying to tell me, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just making fun of it. I'm making light of the situation, but I was pissed. So I tell this guy, look, I don't understand what you're saying. I understand you're talking, but I don't understand what you're saying. You know, can you please say it a little more clearly for me? So he's talking to me, and he's saying, you owe the money. You owe the money. And I'm like, well, why do I owe the money? Can you tell me why I owe the money? Do you? And here's what he says. He says, what is the difference between 370 and 1030? I said, well, I don't got my calculator out in my hands, but off my, you know, on top of my head. I'm driving, by the way. Off top of my head, I don't know, $500, you know, $450 or $475. I don't know. It's somewhere around that area. And he's like, no, you would be wrong. I'm like, okay. So if I'm wrong, what is the difference? And he said, it's $1,400. And I pause. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
What?
I said, do you mean the sum of the two totals? Do you mean if I add them together? Yes. I said, that's not called the difference. That's called the sum of the two.
The sum of the two, yes.
Yeah. And I said, why do I owe $1,400? Well, you owe $1,400 because you got the stimulus check.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I never received the stupid stimulus check.
Mm-hmm.
I was on unemployment. I never received the shit. And he said, yes, you did. You owe the money. And he's getting pissed off at me. At least I perceived he was getting pissed off at me. You mm-hmm. owe the money. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Why are you saying I owe the money? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I've never owed money. I'm 51 years old. I've been working since I was 15. I've never owed money a day in my life. I have zero dependents. I got a letter from you guys that said that my dependents, either their social security numbers didn't match, again, no dependents, or the spelling of the name didn't match, or I exceeded $75,000 and I made less than half of that, or there was a discrepancy. Okay, I said, okay, well, maybe there's discrepancy. So I'm asking the guy, why do I owe you money? And again, he yells at me, you owe the money. I'm like, okay, but why? Do you understand the words? It's only three letters. Can you explain it to me? If not, can I speak to a supervisor who can explain it to me? Why do I owe the money? Again, you owe the money. I'm like, okay, fine, screw it. I'm done with this asshole. I'm not going to try for another week trying to get someone who's, you know, native to speaking English.
Right.
I'm done with this shit. I'm just going to pay the crap. I'm going to be done with it. So I paid him the money. Well, hopefully it went through. But in the time I was talking to him, in what happened was he said I owed the money because of the stimulus check. Well, come to find out, I never got the stimulus check. It was never deposited, but it was deposited in a bank account. It was deposited in a bank that I have never heard of, nor have I ever had an account with them.
Oh.
So either somebody stole, either it was an identity theft, or he made it up. You know, I don't know, because he didn't make up the website, because I go to the website, it's there, but I cannot get them on the phone at all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing.
Okay.
Whenever you let in, how many illegals are they letting in a day? Yeah. Over 100,000. Okay, whenever you let in over that many a day, it's amazing mm-hmm. how many of them steal other people's identity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's got the most common name in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
your name is so common here,
it's
right? You know,
common.
And so that's another. Yeah. It just makes it that much easier here.
And see, the thing is, they're targeting the Hispanic community,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yeah.
big time. Because I mean, it's easy.
Well, because it's all Hispanics
it's coming in
mostly. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and I'm sure there's probably like 700-800 people with my name has come in
already. Oh,
God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And probably mine, too.
Oh, yeah. And the bad thing is they told us, or at least whenever, you know, they were putting this out on the news, that would not be taxable. But then whenever we did ours, I don't know, I think maybe that has something to do with ours because we had to give them the letter saying that we got it.
Yeah. I couldn't find my letter. So I actually have an account that's verified through ID.me,
mm-hmm.
A service that the IRS uses with biometrics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knew they were that sophisticated, but it freaked him out the other day when I was doing it.
That's
Yeah.
Cool.
That's not cool.
They
dude.
Actually
that's scary.
Use it's very scary because usually the 1984? Only people that ever had that stuff
yeah.
were the feds, right?
That, no.
But what they do is they now have this secure site called ID.me,
mm-hmm.
and you actually hold your cell phone up and you kind of go like this and
yeah.
it shows you where to put your face in the circle
yeah.
and this is after you scan your driver's license. And so what it does is it actually reads the features of your face to see if the picture that you're showing on your ID is truly you. And it also reads, and then you see a series of different
yeah.
colored
different
flashes.
Colors. I did it the other day. You told me
yeah.
about it, and I had to do it in order to pay the money.
Yeah, and so so it's kind of, you know. But,
scary.
But they're doing it. They say they're doing it because of the problem that you have, the
yeah.
identity theft. Because on ID.me, and I don't know
Sky
if you know this,
yeah.
but yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
On ID.me, it actually has, like, I created an account for him
mm-hmm.
when, and get this, we were paying for a Costco membership,
mm-hmm.
and in order for you to get, like, the veteran discount or, you know, retired military, whatever
mm-hmm.
the discount, they require you to set up an ID.me account. And so I had to set it up, and I had to upload the dates that he was active duty
mm-hmm.
so that I could get this done. So that's how I started the account. But if you log on to theirs, at the bottom, it actually has verify first responder, military, teacher, and it said medical or healthcare. And so I had to take my identification for the hospital and I had to load that up in there. That's part of the verification process. So they're saying that it's done in this way so that people can't steal your identity, but there's nothing. Yes, to get to the Identity Me, mm-hmm. right, or ID Me site, but there's nothing stopping them from doing it in any other way. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing.
Well, not only that, but how many times have you tried to log in, and how many times have you had trouble where it said it cannot verify you?
Yeah.
And it is you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't have trouble logging into mine. For some reason, the account that was created for him, there's always an issue with it. Like, there's always an issue with it. So I can log into my IRS account, but I can't do his. But he also has a very common name, believe it or not, very, very common here in Texas, mm-hmm. because the last name is the same name as a very famous tractor and feed supply store. Mm-hmm. And so the person, the family that owns this, has a person that has the same first and last name as him. Mm-hmm. And so it's more common than you think. But still, I mean, it sounds like maybe that's what happened to you, that's identity theft.
I'm sure that's what it was, because my money went somewhere else. But even if I got that check, right, why, if it's supposed to be a stimulus check, why should I be paying taxes on it?
Well, that's what we said.
They told us we weren't going to be paying taxes on it. So why should I be penalized for
it? And that was our point.
And now that you bring that up, I never did ask him. I don't know if you did, because he went in there one day without me. I never did ask him where that is on the 1040 that he did for us. In other words, I had to prove that I got this $1,400 or whatever it was, and, mm-hmm. and he had the letter.
See,
but my thing is,
it's not on the 1040. It's part of the tax preparation this year.
The IRS sucks. They should not have done that.
But then again, let's face it. They hired how many new IRS agents?
And they're, well.
And how many new Border Patrol
officers?
Yeah.
Did you see the meme I posted on Facebook with that
did
guy? Oh, maybe you did. I probably forgot. I mean, you're always banned. So
banned.
Anyone who speaks the truth is banned.
Oh, yeah.
But I posted something on there of that guy standing at the IRS sign mm-hmm. taking a piss on the sign. there's a guy that actually owed them money, mm-hmm. and he was so mad that he walked outside and he just stood there, and took a piss right on the sign, and he posted it on Twitter. And so I just posted, the picture is everywhere, right? So I posted that picture and I said, how I'm feeling right now after we did these. Because I expected $3,700, mm-hmm. okay? And when we first started to do this, that's what the guy told us we were going to pay. He was like, yeah, it's going to be, you guys are going to owe like $3,700 or something. And I told him, okay, I'm not so worried about that. That's mm-hmm. not. $3,700 and $6,700 is a huge jump.
It's a huge jump.
And so I, you know, when we sat down, I felt like someone punched me in the stomach when he said, "You owe $6,713." Because I only had two questions: how much do I owe, and where do I sign? Because I wanted to be done with it.
Yeah, with
$3,700. And when I went in there, this is what you know. And so I was just like, oh. My gosh.
That's what they call sticker shock if you're buying a car.
It is. And you know, something about, you know, we don't have children. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can't claim.
Well, we do, but they won't let us claim them.
Well, it's this the Beagles. But anyway.
Fur babies. Yeah.
Why can't we claim them? I mean, you have to provide them, and like you have to do kids.
I mean, you know, if you can let these illegals in our country who haven't paid a damn thing, you know, why can't we claim our dogs? Because our dogs are 100% dependent on us.
Well, I mean, and plus, didn't they have dogs voting? We can't say that, though.
Dead people.
Yeah, we can't say that. We can't say that.
If you don't pay any taxes at all, zero taxes, and you're obviously of working age, you know, mm-hmm. 14, 15, 18, 30, whatever, you pay zero taxes, why do you get the benefits of any of that? Any of it?
Well, I've always said that, okay, because I know a lot of people.
Driving on our roads.
Right.
I think all these illegals driving on our roads owe me money.
Exactly.
To drive on my fucking roads. They owe me money.
See, and that's been a, you know, and I don't want to sound like that guy, but I'm totally going to sound like
that guy. Hey, guys, this is Rick Midnight. The second half of this episode will be coming out tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Central Time, and I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.